Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, non Jews, if you have heard of the fullness of the grace of God which is given to me towards you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I wrought e before, e in few words, b y, which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed to his holy apostle, e's and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles, no Jews, should be fellow heirs and of the same body and share in his promise in Christ by the gospel, of which I was made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by effective working of his power, r, to me, who am less s than the l east of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, no Jews, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to cause all men to see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden I and God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, so that now, by the the manifold, indescribable wisdom of God, might be known, to the etern, all purpose which he proposed in our Lord, in whom have boldness and access with confidence by his faith. Therefore I desire that you not faint at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of who am the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may live in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that you might be led with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. L et I t b e